As we sit here with this box in front of us, why? Why should we not lose heart? It very much feels as though we have many good reasons to lose heart this morning. Part of being a Christian is that we're honest, isn't it? We don't play around. Reality is, we're sad. Three reasons why we might be losing heart this morning. First, this wooden case before us tells us that a light has gone out. We can't see the light that is Liz anymore. And that means that a bit more darkness has crept over a world that is already dark. As we've already heard from Linda, Liz was a ray of sunshine for all of us. It's been my privilege as a bit of an emotional roller coaster over the last few days to put together a booklet of memorials of Liz, which you'll receive later today. Time and time and time again, everybody is saying she was sunshine, she was light, beauty. And now she's in this box. We know from our own experience, whenever Liz was around, there was light and brightness, joy, glamour, glitter, beauty. That's a Liz. And it feels as though now she's gone, we have reason to lose heart. Also, we think we have reason to lose heart this morning because a beloved one, a dear friend, beautiful Liz, has left us. And so we feel a sense of desertion inside. We feel as though she has forsaken us and we didn't want her to go. There is a massive hole in our hearts. Our spirits are broken. And for many of us here today, the simple reality of being without Liz is enough to cause us to lose heart. And then thirdly, of course, there is the way that it all happened. The feeling that it was before due time. No, death is easy. But when someone is taken from us before the time as we sense, with all that suffering, and we feel sometimes overwhelmed, we feel despair at our own powerlessness as we think back, powerlessness to help her in those final days. Wow, it feels like we have good reason to lose heart. It feels like losing heart is inevitable. It feels like the question, should I lose heart, is an unanswerable one. It's, of course we should lose heart. How can we not? But our text tells us we should not. In fact, our text is stronger than that. It's not an exhortation. It doesn't say, therefore, do not lose heart. It says, therefore, we do not lose heart. It's a reality. And we want to know why. What has Paul got to say to us here today that could possibly help us not to lose heart? Why? Why should we not lose heart when we have so many good reasons? Well, let's think about these three things. Let's think about the darkness. Are we in darkness because Liz has gone? Has the light gone out because Liz has gone? And the answer of our text is no. The light that is Liz, the light that always was Liz, shines more brightly now than ever before. If she was that sunshine to us, it always seemed to me that Liz was wearing sunglasses far too often. Why are you wearing them today? There's no sunshine. I realize the reason she's wearing them is because she is the sunshine. So she needed to shield herself, as it were, from that light. So what has happened to that light? Has it really gone out? No, it has not gone out. Listen to our text. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though the outward person is perishing. And Liz's outward person was perishing for a long time, wasn't it? We could see it. But the inward person, the inward Liz, was being renewed day by day throughout that time. And now Liz's light affliction, which was but for a moment, has worked for her a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. What we saw of the sunshine that was Liz was always veiled, a bit like Moses coming down from the mountain. It was veiled. But now, it's unveiled. It's completely unveiled. The glory shines out of Liz in her spirit. Yes, her body is here before us. Yes, her body and soul have for a time been torn apart. That is true. But in her soul, in her spirit, she is now in the presence of her Savior. And she knows nothing of darkness, just light. Remember that the sun was created by God not on the first day of creation. The first day of creation, the light was shining forth, and it is the light of God. And Liz has gone beyond the sun of this age into the light that is the presence of God. And darkness has gone forever for her. It's pure light. The light has not gone out. The light is shining more brightly than ever. And then what about that feeling of desertion? We might say, yes, the light is shining there, but I can't see it. It's gone out of my realm. How does it help me? Well, let me ask you a question. What do we say of someone who goes ahead of us to a place where we long to be? Do we say, you've deserted us? There's this place we long to be. There's this place we know we're going to. There's this place that is the great destination. And a loved one's gone before us. Do we say they've deserted us? No, we say they've gone ahead of us. They've beaten us to it. But we're coming. We're coming, Liz, we're coming. What is this glory of which our text speaks? It is the glory of Christ. It is the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It is the glory of the person and the beauty and the splendor of Christ. Don't you know that all of Liz's beauty was all derived from Christ? Just as all beauty in this age is derived from Him. It all comes from Him. He is love, He is light, He is beauty, He is splendor. Liz is now in the presence of her Savior, and isn't that where we long to be? She is enjoying that glory, sharing that glory, radiating that glory. And speaking to us and saying, come and join me. Come and join me in this glory. I was with my dear friend, Christian brother, Gary Hilton, recently. And he just said to me repeatedly, he said, Oliver, all our plans, they're futile. All that we think we want to do, they're futile. He's been diagnosed with terminal cancer. He said, tell everyone, won't you? I said, Gary, I am telling everyone. And Liz would tell us the same. Don't live for this age. She's gone ahead of us. She's calling from the glory. She's saying, come and join me. By faith in Christ, come and join me. She's not deserted us. She's gone before us. The light hasn't gone out. This isn't darkness. This is brighter light than ever. And what about that despair? What about that terrible sense that we have within us? That it was all wrong. All that suffering was wrong. All that pain was wrong. Why did it have to be that way? Listen again to our text. This is why we do not lose heart. For our light affliction. And Liz loved this text so much because she wanted us to know that what we saw as being the most devastating suffering compared with the glory that was before her looks light by comparison. It is but a light affliction. It was but for a moment. And it has worked for her this exceeding and eternal weight of glory because we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Liz has been sitting in the waiting room for a long time. That veil between her and her Lord has now been parted. She's entered into his presence. And she entered in through her suffering. Her suffering paved the way to glory. It has produced the glory in ways we can't explain, but we are assured here that it is true. And we embrace this reality by faith. And that is why we do not lose heart. But we might ask, how can we be sure all of this is true? It's too good to be true. I'd love to believe it, but really? Well, you know this is true because of Jesus. You know this is true because of the Savior in whom Liz trusted. The Savior she confessed as her Lord. He went through the darkness of the cross, but the darkness did not defeat him, did it? And every moment of her darkness, she was assured that her Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, was with her. And that can be your assurance too, for each one of us. That's where our comfort lies. We know these things are true because Jesus cried on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? And because he cried that on the cross, even though Liz was in despair at every moment, she heard from her God through her Savior by the Spirit, Liz, I am with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. And he was. And he can be with you. Because ultimately this isn't about Liz. This is about Liz's Lord and Savior. The one who knew despair in the garden. Do you feel desperate? Go to Jesus. He knows all about despair. He knelt in that garden. He sweat drops of blood. And there is a throne of grace. And at that throne of grace, we receive that comfort, that reassurance, that knowledge that through suffering comes glory. Liz believed that. You know she believed that. I know she believed that. Many hours I spent with her and Rob in many tears. But we knew that glory was to come. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to thank you for the sunshine that is Liz. We do not use the past tense. We thank you that that sunshine is shining more brightly than ever in the presence of her Savior. No longer derived from anything in this age, but derived directly from him. We thank you that we do not need to mourn or grieve for her because she knows joy, she knows glory in the presence of her Savior. We thank you that we do not need to mourn and grieve for her or be in despair for her because she is no longer desolate. She is no longer in pain. And we pray, Lord, that this would be the greatest comfort to each and every one of us here this day. Particularly, we pray for Rob. Be with our brother. Comfort his heart. Sustain him in his spirit. Stand with him, Lord, as you promised that you would be with Liz. So hear the prayers she prayed before she died, that you would be with her, dear Rob. Sustain him, Lord, through all the desolation. Just the reality that she is not here with him anymore. May he be so comforted to know that she's gone before him. She hasn't deserted him. And he will soon be with her. Comfort our brother. And for each member of the family, for Liz's dear dad, Paul, for Paul and for Hannah and for Dan and Swathi and for Kathy and Vicky and each and every family member, all of us, Lord, in our grief, in our sadness, teach us not to lose heart. Show us what you have done for Liz and give us faith to believe that the same will be our portion as we walk the same path that Liz walked. For this momentary light affliction can yet work for us that weight of glory, which already is the portion of Liz. Hear us, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen.